flash from Santa Claus land. Santa is loading up his sleigh. Flash from Santa Claus land. Santa will soon be on his way. With his bright red sleigh and his reindeer on the run, he will ride Christmas Eve with gifts for everyone. Flash, spread the news far and wide that Santa Claus is ready to ride.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
And it's a Bob Hope Christmas special.
Well, gang, this is Ken Carpenter unwrapping the biggest Christmas package of the day. Command Performance, your present from Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. This year, we wanted to make this a very realistic Christmas. Of course, we couldn't bring you any snow, we couldn't bring you a hunk of the North Pole or Santa Claus's igloo, but we are bringing you a man who has an icicle for a nose, and here he is, Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Christmas Command Hope, telling all you occupation troops that are wearing iron lids, how are you going to get enough points to come back when it's Crosby who keeps having kids? Of course, even in the occupation troops, they're issuing passes to certain fellas for Christmas. Issuing passes to certain fellas for Christmas. That's an army expression meaning eeny, meeny, miny, there ain't no mole. But back home, we're having our first peacetime Christmas in 4 years, and you should see the mobs at the stores. I went up to one woman and I said, "Isn't it wonderful to do Christmas shopping now that all the fighting has stopped?" But she didn't answer me. How can you talk with all your teeth knocked out? I went out to do a little shopping myself, and you should have seen the mobs of people. The streets were so crowded, my suspenders broke, and I walked 6 blocks before my pants fell down. Inside the stores, it was even worse. Boy, was it crowded. I never saw so many shopping bags, and there were some pretty girls, too. I went up... tried to hide it from you. I went up to the second floor on an escalator. You know what an escalator is. That's where you keep right on going up without doing anything yourself. Like a second lieutenant. But you, But you should have seen that second floor. The whole crowd moved in the same direction. Whether you liked it or not, you bought a silk nightgown. And on me, it looked good. There was such a mob, I climbed up on a counter to get some air. Before I could climb down, I was sold for $1.98. There was quite a fight going on one counter. They just won a pair of beautiful silk underwear shorts for sale, and a general had hold of one end with both hands, and the civilian was pulling on the other. Just then, a private walked in and saluted. He should be out of the guardhouse by 1954. I'd like you to meet a grand old trooper. This generation loves him as dearly as the last two did. That lovable old singer of songs, Bing Crosby, right?
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the smoke horizon round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Jim, you better get out the rig, 'cause she's got a list of passengers that's pretty pig, and they'll all want lifts down to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on to Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. Yeah. Always get me good accommodation.
Oh, do they really?
Yes, I had a room all to myself going east.
Good.
Funny thing, though, the porter locked me in at every station. I never can understand. I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the smoke arising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Jim, you better get out the rig, 'cause she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts down to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The good old 80 and the Santa Fe.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Harold. I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed by all limited servicemen with broken hearing devices.
Oh, you're very sweet, Prong Puss. Very sweet.
Listen, Bing, in case you haven't heard, I'm having a big Christmas party tonight.
Free? What kind of a shindig is it going to be?
You haven't got any more of that Gonzaga stuff.
What kind of a shindig?
This kid's going to come up with many a lull here tonight. Where are you? What'd you say, Daddy?
What kind of a shindig?
Well, it's, wait till I see the shins. But I tell you, I was thinking of making it sort of a costume party.
Yes?
What do you think?
I think you're ready. You're better. What, what do you...
Don't you go any further.
Tell me, what do you think that I should come as?
Why don't you come as a man with hair?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding, Bing? I think you have a capital dome. Matter of fact, I noticed a little growth of fuzz there this afternoon.
Is that nice?
Mm-hmm.
It's that new octane. Smooth, very smooth stuff.
Goes down easy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bingo, do you think you can get to my party?
I don't know, Bob. I've got to fix up our own tree for my boys. You're familiar with the Crosby Tots, no doubt.
Crosby Tots?
Mm-hmm.
When is Gary's kids getting out of the service?
You want me to talk about...
Thought you'd never make it, old boy. I'd check about that. That's a late reaction, all right. You get them later, enjoy them longer. Say, let's go here.
You want to talk about age? You want me to... talking about age, you want me to mention your USO unit at Valley Forge that time? I wait so long to get something in. It's a big...
Well, you've got another line. Just continue.
But you say this is going to be a masquerade party, huh?
Come again?
What are you coming as, really?
I'm coming as the Thin Man.
The Thin Man?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Everybody will think you've got Asta under your vest there. But I'm just in a dither. I don't know how I should appear.
Well, why don't you make up as one of your own horses? Then you wouldn't even have to show.
Clever.
You could just come as a pot of glue or something.
Oh,
you know?
That's right.
Christmas, Bing.
Well, Dinah Shaw.
Well.
Now,
Merry Christmas, Dinah. You remember my colleague here, Bob. If it's not a yacht, throw it out, Hope. You remember
that? Oh, sure. I've known Bob since he was a cub.
That's not fair, Dinah. Haven't I always been platonic with you?
Oh, sure. Platonic. That's Hope language, for what did I do with those etchings again?
Are you going to Bob's party?
Yes, Bing, I am. As a matter of fact, Bob suggested we have a progressive party. You know, at my house, we have the hors d'oeuvres, turkey, cranberry sauce, dressing, vegetables, dessert, coffee, and brandy. And then we all go over to Bob's house.
What for, to burp?
Dinah, you know very well we're going to do all the eating at my house. All you promised to do was help prepare the stuff. Did you get those hot dogs I sent over?
Hot dogs? All I got was 200 empty skins. What did you expect me to do with them?
Fill them, girl, fill them.
Well, what with?
Well, you know what with. I sent over 4 turkeys this morning.
Oh goody, turkey fertig. Yeah.
Turkey furters, by the way. He's always pulling those darbs. Say, by the way, Dinah, remember what you promised to lend me?
Oh, Bob, I don't think I can.
Oh, but Dinah, I need it.
Well,
please, Bob, Dinah might be wearing it herself.
Stay out of this, Blub. You know, Dinah, what I like about it is that it so little holds so much.
Yes, it does.
And it makes it so firm.
Oh, all right, Bob. I'll lend you my ice cream freezer.
Swell. Now, well, you'll have to excuse me now. I've got to type up a big list of presents, I expect. So I'll see you at the party, Dinah. And how about you, Bing? You in?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I did have a previous engagement.
Oh, you don't have to keep it this year. They can get another baritone in that Salvation Army quartet.
Oh, but the pennies sound so nice. Turkey furters. Those pennies sound so nice when they hit my tambourine. I'll think it over, Bob. Meanwhile, there's a sure special dangling under the mistletoe. From the top, please, huh, Miss Dinah?
You got it, Bing.
Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I rise through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a way, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and gray. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. And ride the Navajo Trail. Do 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 climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
That was down ashore. It's an ill wind that blows nobody good, but here's a good wind that blows nobody ill. The little boy with the blue horn, Mr. Harry James, right here. Okay, here's the whole gang tripping lightly through the 2 o'clock jump.
To add a touch of dignity to this Christmas clam bake, we look at our file under Dignified, and there we find cultured, refined, suave... Jimmy Durante! Jimmy, I'd like to have you meet Herbert Marshall.
Glad to know you, Mr. Marshall.
It's a pleasure. The happenstance of this fortuitous meeting shall be added to my collection of appreciative enjoyment.
Sometimes I wish I could speak a foreign language. By the way, what nationality are you?
I come from England.
Oh, to be sure, that's in London, isn't it?
Yes, just on the outskirts.
It was lucky I met you tonight, Herbert. You don't mind if I call you by your maiden name?
No, no, please do. Please do.
You know, Bob Hope is going to give a big party tonight.
Yeah, I understand it's going to be quite a soiree.
That's all right. I'll leave before the cops come. By the the way, Mr. Marshall, you being British and coming from a long line of Brits makes you just the man I'm looking for. I may have a job for you.
A job?
Yes, I need a valet.
You mean...
Yes, I want you to be my gentleman's gentleman.
No, it won't work. We're short one gentleman.
Usher, stand erect. Add a little class to the joint. Repeat that line. I think I got a laugh here. Repeat that line. It won't work.
It won't work. We're short one gentleman.
Well, you can study nights. I got a million of them.
Jimmy, now, would you say that you occupy a social position sufficient to warrant having a manservant?
Oh, yes. It's a well-known fact that Durandy is practically stinking with charm.
Yeah, you'll pardon my skepticism, but a true gentleman must have a background of generations of culture.
It may interest you to note I have an Anglo-Saxon genealogy. They thought I couldn't pronounce it, the bums.
And Anglo-Saxon, well, are you sure?
How can I be sure? I don't even know what it means.
Oh, it means that some of your ancestors were born in England. Is that true, Jimmy?
Yes. My great-grandfather, Sir Rumpelbottom Durandy, was an important man in Wickenham County. In the regime of Henry IV, he presided over a big country seat.
Really, yeah.
Mm. Yes. But with the event of King Henry V, he fell into political disfavor. He was forced to move the country seat from Wickenham to Twickenham. Then he had to move it from Twickenham to Bickenham. What a dilemma. There he was with a big seat and no place to put it.
You know, Jimmy, your mentioning the names of those English townships brings back memories of my young manhood. Many is the afternoon we young fellows used to go out hunting quail.
Just a minute. Did you say quail?
Yeah, that's, Yeah, that's a bird.
Pardon me, I mistook your intentions. But that is neither telly nor who. Mr. Marshall, I need your advice on the proper attire from which to attire myself for the party.
Well, I understand it's formal. Do you have any black trousers?
No, but I can always smear some kiwi on my long underwear.
Now, Jimmy, you can't go to a party in long underwear.
Why not? If things get dull, I can always make a graceful exit through the escape hatch in the back.
Well, Jimmy, seriously, things won't get dull if you sing a song. Why don't you rehearse one right now?
Noble idea, Mr. Marshall.
When I open my mouth, that's what comes out. I was walking down Park Avenue the other day. I was whistling Janine Aramia. A fellow who was coming in the opposite direction, he bumped right into me. Now, I didn't say nothing. I just kept on going. Don't you think he turned around and said, "But don't you look where you're going?" Now, I stood aghast, as it wasn't my fault. Then he pushed me off the sidewalk onto the asphalt. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. Said, and I ups to him, and I said it was his fault. He said it was my fault. I said it was his fault. He said, "If you don't like it, I'll punch you right in the proboscis." I was so mad I was frothing at the kneecaps. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. But I don't do nothing. I just keeps my attitude, see? Then I said, "Wait a minute, Mac. You don't look like a lumberjack, but you can't bulldoze me." And with that, to show him who was boss, I put the chip on my shoulder and I said, "Knock it off. Knock it off." 5 minutes later, the chip was still there, but the shoulder was gone. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I goes my way, and he goes my way. Well, exhausted and fatigued, and tired too, I stopped at a nearby pharmacy for my daily vitamins. I was munching vitamins A, B, C, and D, and was getting down to E, F, G, and H, when I feels a tap on my shoulder and a voice saying, "Have one on me, partner." Thinking it was the same chump, I whirls around as quick as a flash, I ups to him. When I finds myself face to face with a Westerner, a tough hombre. So I stops up to him and I says, "Pardon me, stranger, a stone got in my shoe. You needn't start cussing, I haven't done anything to you." Recognizing the drawl in my voice, he asked me where I hails from. And when I said Bar Z Ranch, Phoenix, Tombstone, Arizona, he hits me with his leather boot, blackens my eye, knocks me down, picks me up, knocks me down, picks me up. But I kept smiling through it all. I had a smile. He had his fist in my mouth. So I left him to his own resources. Now the scene changes. 3 years has elapsed. I've grown a perfect toupee and I've prospered. I'm laying on the beach at Waikiki, just a millionaire on the loose, when I feel someone tickle me on the schnoz and a voice singing a lot carouse.
It was I remember you. It was I remember you. Why, you're the feller with the big smeller. I remember.
After 3 years, who comes back to torment me? Knock the shoulder off McNulty. So I ups to him, and he ups to me. So I goes my way, and he goes the way of all flesh.
Here's till the end of time. Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring of bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for.
Aided and abetted by the Pied Pipers, here's Johnny Mercer singing Camp Town Races right here.
Camp Town ladies sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long, doo-da day. Come down here with my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. Can't go back with a pocket full of tin, oh, doo-da day. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on me.
All the long-tailed filly and the big black horse, do da, fly the track and the cut across, oh, do da day. Blind horse sticking in a big mud hole, do da, can't catch bottom with a 10-foot fall, oh, do da day.
Gwine to run all night,
do da do da.
Gwine to run all day,
oh, do da.
Bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on me. Grandstands stands filled with a happy crowd.
Oh, Judah.
Hey, the clothes ain't styles, but the show is loud.
Oh, Judah.
Heavy highborn lady wears a fancy lid. Sports all hollering, oh, you kid. If you ain't made a wager, time you did.
They're at the polls. There goes the gun. They're off. Oh, Judah.
Hey, bobtails leading that quarter mile.
Oh, Judah.
But look at that bay, he's got a lot of style.
Oh, Judah.
Yes, now they're starting on the homeward trek. Looks like everybody's gonna collect. It's a photograph finished neck and neck.
Oh, those camp races. Oh, those happy faces. Sure had a wonderful time.
Thank you very much. Johnny, you sound more like Crosby every minute. That is, when you talk.
Somebody mentioned my name?
What's the difference? You'd have come over anyway. He has to be in the middle of everything. That's what I get for giving him lines in our last picture.
Oh, no. You be a nice boy, or I'll make you call me Mr. Bergen instead of just playing Edgar.
Bing's the logical one to sing Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that. I introduced it in a picture called Harvey Girl.
Well, Judy Garland.
Hello, Judy. Did you want to sing Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe tonight?
Yes, I wanted to sing Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe tonight, too.
Well, gosh, Judy, I'm sorry I sang Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe first.
I don't know about you folks, but I wish I was on the Atchison, Topeka, in the Santa Fe.
No kidding, though, Johnny. It's a swell song. How did you ever happen to get the idea for it?
Well, I got the idea from a family I once visited near Topeka, Kansas. They were real hillbillies.
There are no hills in Kansas.
All right, they were flatbillies. And if you, Bing, and Bob will jump in and play some of the characters, we'll show the guys just how I happened to get the idea for the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, you got yourself some characters, John. A little flatbilly music, please.
And now let's look in on the poor but crummy shack of the lazy but shiftless Hawkins family. Johnny, oldest and dirtiest Hawkins, is being wooed by Judy Holcomb, member of a rival clan. As the scene opens, Johnny has spied his pappy coming across the clearing.
Hey, you better get. Here comes a pappy across the clearing riding on his donkey.
Which is your pappy?
The one with the long ears.
Why, that old buzzard, I'll take my gun and fill him so full of lead he'll have to send his laundry to the smelting plant.
Now, you look here, Judy Holcomb. You better quit shooting holes in me. The gophers is moving in already.
Well, I can't help it. Me'uns and you'uns is feudin's.
Dag nabbit, you're right. Whenever a Holcomb gets near me, I just naturally smell to skunk.
Well, there's another nostril for you. What do you smell now?
Oh, Pappy, why must us and them ones have to be fighting all the time? How come all this feud never done got started?
Well, it's this way, son. My great-great-great-great-grandpa run away with Judy's great-great-great-great-grandpa's wife.
When did this happen?
Yesterday. They went to Niagara Falls on the honeymoon, but I don't think it'll do them any good.
Why not?
Well, they're both so darn deep, they won't be able to hear the water.
Say, tell me, where's your other son, Hope Hawkins?
Well, he's out in the back there, yonder, spearing leaves with his nose.
Well, now, there's my idea of a talented feller.
Here he comes now.
Hello, Poppy.
Hello, son.
At last, they got him cast right.
Continue.
Well, look who's here, our old enemy, Judy Holcomb. Give me a kiss, enemy.
Why, heck no, you still got a leaf on your beak.
Gosh, you sure look pretty, Judy. You're so romantic looking, you got my heart a-thumping like a hound dog's leg in scratching season.
Well, I kind of hate to admit it, but you got mine a-thumping, too. How about you and me and getting hitched?
Well, I don't know. Do you really love me, or did you just want someone to shoo the flies off you?
Well, I guess it's a little of both. What do you say?
Well, I say okay. Pappy, I'm going to give Judy a ring. Is that all right?
Well, not would be it, ain't. Nobody's going to put nothing in my girl's nose.
But she wants to marry up with me, John.
How come, Judy? I thought she was sweet on me.
Well, what makes you think so?
Well, every night we used to sit out in the moonlight and hold toes.
Well, Hope's got just as many toes as you have.
I got more. Now, look ahead, Judy, girl. You got to make up your mind right away. If I forget about our feud, which one of my sons you want to marry?
Well, Hope, I guess. But first, I'd like to know how old he is.
He's 18 years old. Paramount will love me for this. You see, I know he's 18-year-old because he takes a bath every year and there's 19 rings around the tub.
19 rings? I thought you said he was 18.
Well, I got to wash up once in a while.
Well, I won't answer that. Our families have had enough trouble. But there's been too much stalling. Let's have the nuptials right away.
Now, hold on there, gal. There'll be no nuptials in this house till after the wedding.
And that's how I happened to write the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, now that we've got that cleared up, here's Judy to sing a little something for you.
Denied me just one look.
long ago was you. Long ago and far.
Hello?
Hello, Hope. I'm calling from this phone booth to tell you that... And I've tried to get exactly... So now the only thing to do is... See?
Kelowna, there must be something wrong with this connection. Why does everything you say have something missing in the middle?
Use the lifesaver instead of a nickel.
Kelowna, what did you call for, anyhow?
Well, I wanted to know whether you'd like to have some nice, fresh lobster for dinner.
Well, are you sure it's fresh?
Fresh. This lobster walks over, sits down on a piece of lettuce in front of you, and commits harikiri.
Kelowna, I thought we were going to have meat for dinner.
We are, Hope. We're having rump steak. How would you like your rump steak? Rare, medium, or well done?
Well done.
Well, come on, bossy. Sit down on that heating pad again.
You know, Kelowna, you shake my faith.
No, you shake my faith. I want to see what falls out of my mustache.
I can see right now that we're going to have a miserable dinner tonight.
Oh, don't be silly, Hope. I just finished making a delicious soup. I put everything in the kitchen in it. What a great soup. Everything in the kitchen went into it. By the way, Hope, did I have a guy here helping me?
Of course you had a guy there helping you.
Well, I'll strain the soup and call you back.
And now here's another Christmas treat. Surrounding the command performance microphone for the umpteenth time are the Pied Pipers. The Pied will sing Embracing With You with all eight lungs going at once.
Embrace me, my sweet, embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you. Just one look at you.
My heart started jumping, anger tips in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
You hear me?
I love all the many charms about you.
About you.
Who, me?
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Don't be a naughty baby.
Come to Papa, please do. My sweet, embraceable you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't drag me, don't be a bring down mama.
Get yourself home,
my sweet embraceable you.
Thank you.
sky, bye-bye. Someone that I long to see keeps haunting my reverie. And so the loneliness deep in my heart calls to you, calls to you. I live in the memory of many dreams ago, when the stars were bright and you were mine alone. My love for you cannot die, though the oceans run dry or heavens fall from the sky. Now you're gone, bye-bye. Can you hear my lonely call, Lorena? Make my life complete again. Oh, I pray for the day when I'll see your smile and my heart will be.
To the party tonight. You won't be ashamed of me, honest. Look, I'll be all dressed up and wearing my low-cut gown with no back and no sleeves and no straps.
A gown with no straps, no sleeves, no back? Oh, pray tell me, miss, what holds it up? The law of gravity?
No. Laws of California.
I'll take it over, Cass. Maybe I will take you to the party.
Oh, well, what? Wonderful, Kay. You know, I'm so happy I could sing.
Okay, you take it on the high note, and I'll take it on the lamb.
Okay,
I realize that a beauty prize is something I never will take. I'm quite aware neither pills nor prayer can rectify nature's mistake. I guess I'm an also-ran, me with my gorgeous pan. Every time I try to get a man, he always gets away. Well, you can't blame a gal for trying. There was one who seemed to love me till I tried to name the day. Well, you can't blame a gal for trying. One guy almost married me the very night we met. Then he saw me in the daylight and he ain't stopped running yet. I may never get a sucker for the broken down brunette, but you can't blame a gal for trying. Other day, in a small cafe, oh, what happened to me? He was standing there at the bar, in his hand a big black cigar. He was swinging, but not on a star. That guy was drinking like a fish. He looked kind of shy. I saw in his eye a gleam he could not conceal. He said, have a drink. Then I gave him a wink and answered, it's a deal. Down went the bourbon, down went the soda. Boy, I was feeling gay.
come in my way. That dame looked like 6 foot four. Come in my way. Oh, she banged our heads together. Oh, she was as tough as leather. It was murder, Jack. Boy, did she get rough. It was murder, Jack. She started throwing stuff. And when she punched me squarely in the jaw, you'll never know how many stars I saw. And round I went, down and down I went. She stretched me out flat on the floor. She was bored, so she called an intermission. I got up from my flattened out position and I ran away. I didn't sleep a wink that night because my jaw was swollen tight. I had to call the doctor that morning to see if everything was still all right. And when he opened up my mouth that morning, he said, my dear, there's not a tooth in sight. I'll never smile again. My smiling days are through. I'm always making up my mind to stay away from them. When I see something wearing pants, I get the same old yam. I may wind up in another mess, but here I go again. Well, you can't blame a gal for crying.
Think about that. And now for all you men in the armed forces who happen to be 13-year-old girls, we bring you your one and only singing favorite, the first atom ever split, Frank Sinatra. Lie down anywhere.
Thank you. That's a very peachy introduction, Dad.
Peachy?
So only 13-year-old girls like me, huh?
That's what I hear.
All this stuff about 13-year-olds and me is just plain propaganda. I know one beautiful movie star who goes for me, and she isn't 13 either.
Really? I didn't know Lassie cared.
Well, she does.
Yeah, come to think of it, Frank, why shouldn't Lassie love you?
Sure.
That's a great thrill for a dog, hearing a pile of bones sing.
You've been talking to Crosby lately, boy?
Can't miss him. Well, after all, Frankie, the guy works at the same studio with me. I gotta talk to him sometimes. You see, he has the key to the washroom.
I thought Crosby was behind all this. Why does he insult me that way? Why, I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Not even if you sat on one. Hey, Bing. Bing. Step over here, will you?
What are you two guys cooking up? As if I didn't know it was me.
Well, Bing, the time has come to stop these silly arguments between you and Sinatra, so we're going to let you insult each other all you please one last time. Are you ready to rip into him, boy?
I have been for years.
Good, we'll get started. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the Battle of the Century, a fight to the finish between no hair and no anything.
Red Skelton gets out soon. You watch it. Be stead. Take your time.
What'd you say, dear?
Red Skelton will be out soon.
Yes. I hope when he gets out, you get some civilian clothes, too.
You look like Jeff Davis's advance agent. A millionaire dressed like a bum. Go ahead, let's start.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
It's a bum dressed like a millionaire.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? He finally found his lungs and said something. In this corner, a fight to... fight to the finish between no hair and no anything. In this corner, dynamic Frank Sinatra, weight 175 and a half ounces. And over here, bulging Bing Crosby, right in the pink of young lardhood. Okay, come out swinging. You're first, Sinatra. Call Crosby something.
Well,
come on, come on, call him something.
Well, gee, there's so much to choose from. Can I call him anything?
Sure, anything.
Anything at all?
That's right, sure. Call him the worst thing you can think of.
Okay. Bing, you're a Bob Hope. That's what you are.
Oh, I'll never be able to top that. Never in the world.
This is a fine fight. Everybody hits the referee here tonight. Okay, wide drawers, it's your turn. It's your turn to insult Bones. Okay.
Well, let's see now. I'd like to come up with something that'll live for years, even if the recipient won't. I think I have it.
All right, let it go.
Sinatra, you, sir, are so completely emaciated that you could stroll through an olive without even disturbing the pimento.
End of round one. Round two coming up. You take it first, Cabbage Head.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me. After you, sir.
No, I think he meant you, sir.
Well, who did you mean, Hope?
Oh, I think I should have been more specific. I meant the cabbage head with the hair.
See? I told you he meant me, kid.
I should have known. You've got the right complexion for it, too. Just right.
Well, don't stand there, Frank. You're not going to let him get away with calling your names, are you?
You bet your life I'm not.
Well, go ahead. Answer him back.
Well, you're darn right I will, hey. Sticks and stones can break my bones and so can soft-boiled eggs. So there.
Well, that ends it, folks. Command Performance has just brought you a battle between two great singers, Too Little and Too Late. Okay, boys, the insults are over. This is Christmas. You're both coming to my party later on. Step up here and shake hands.
Okay, Frankie, put it there.
Shake, Bing. Oh, well, I can always use it to wipe the windshield.
Command Performance has brought you Bob Hope's Christmas Party on KRVS 88.7, the Big Band Swings program. Anything else?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.